without much further ado, because he's standing by to board a plane for Washington, is Congressman Fred Upton, the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee from St. Joseph, whose district includes Allegan County. We normally have a chance to chat with you, sir, on a recorded basis, but now that there are some things changing along the lines, we're chatting with you live. And Fred, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us after a couple of weeks off.
Well, good morning to you as well, that's for sure. I was up in Holland yesterday at the Holland Chamber breakfast, and I know that it's a very troubling time as I go back to D.C. Any community that goes through a tragedy like this is certainly impacted. And for me, you know, the Navy Yard's very close to the Capitol, and actually for the last 20 years or so, I've been a regular person there every Wednesday morning at 6:30. I'm a tennis player with three of my colleagues, and we're in a little gym area with folks, Marines doing calisthenics and everything else. Go through security. Of course, it's right next, or it's adjacent to where the Washington Nationals play baseball, same metro stop, so very close to home, and obviously very scary situation for all the people that experienced this yesterday. And as we try to get to the bottom of this, this deranged guy that, you know, how in the world did he ever get pass a background check to have access to this very secure military installation?
Yeah, and the more we're learning about the situation, it is a person that had his own issues, but the initial fears that this was more than one person, that this was a possible attack from groups outside the United States, fears of 9/11 once again, perhaps on a smaller scale. Until we got to the bottom of this, or are getting to the bottom of this, those fears continue, even though it is 12 years after what happened more than 12 years ago in Washington and New York.
Well, that's right. And also, way back when, even before that, they had a sniper incident where, again, a single guy actually with a partner went out and literally killed a good number of people over a couple of weeks, whether they were pumping their car with gas or shopping at a store or whatever. So it's unbelievable that someone could actually get this thing done, and it does put a fear in a community anywhere.
A little bit early to look for answers on a congressional level, but in the wake of some of the things that have gone on, the NSA situation and the like, more hard questions are going to be asked of the administration in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's right, and I think, you know, this particular case, I mean, there was a report early on that this individual, Alexis, was there really, this was the first couple days, perhaps, on the job, but as the 7:30 news just said, he had an incident with his superior just a day or two before that. So a real hothead and unexplained and, you know, just lots of questions to be asked, and I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this.
We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton, Tuesday morning conversation here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We would be normally talking about the situation in Syria had not the developments of yesterday in the Washington Naval Yard taken precedence, but it looks as if there will be a diplomatic situation, but maybe not the best situation or the best solution to the matter involving Syria and the use of chemical weapons, at least from the outside looking in on it.
Well, time is going to tell, but it was pretty clear last week, and I was a lean no from the get-go, involving ourselves in yet another civil war, more than 100,000 killed. Assad certainly was on the ropes in the spring, but, you know, as the president began to assess and figure out where Congress was, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, I think it would have been a very close vote in the Senate, but in the House, the votes were never there to authorize military action. I participated in the top secret briefing last week. Lots of questions were raised, and certainly, you know, we hope that this agreement is going to stick, that Syria will become a signatory to the no chemical weapon pact that most countries have signed. But it appears as though, at least on the surface, that it may have strengthened Assad's ability to hang on as leader in Syria. And, you know, that's obviously troubling.
Talking with Fred Upton, and a story that's made the wires today It's been 1,000 days since average gas prices have been above $3 a gallon, and AAA says it's the first time that gas prices have reached that milestone for that length of time, and they don't think prices will ever dip below an average of $3 a gallon nationwide again. As chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, is that something that is a viable observation, or do you see that perhaps it's more of let's just say, pessimistic view, and that things can change if certain things do happen?
Well, a couple things. For me, as chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, one of the things that we've been working on for a good while is to become energy independent by the year 2020. We can do that. We have to have a strategy of all of the above. We're going to see a vote likely this week in the Senate on the Keystone Pipeline, and that's going to be able to, you know, if we can get that thing done. It's been languishing now with the administration for some 1,800 days to build a privately built pipeline down to the United States to be refined here, lots of jobs, and obviously wean us off that Middle Eastern oil. I mean, I think many of us would like to see that happen and really rely on our partners, whether they be Mexico or Canada. But, you know, it's energy. Costs have always been structured by the factor of supply and demand. And with more supply and the demand leveling off, which has been doing for the last couple of years now, you know, perhaps we can get back under $3, but it's going to take a big effort. We also have to, I think, look towards natural gas vehicles, again, to wean us off the gas and diesel, which we can do. We're going to be seeing that with a rail system. They're beginning to experiment with natural gas locomotives. We've seen big fleets make that transition as well. So there's a chance we can get there, but we've got to be smart, and we've got to use all the resources and talent that we certainly have here in the U.S.
Fred Upton of St. Joseph, the congressman heading to Washington. Have a safe trip over there, and we'll talk to you next week, sir. Thank you.
All right. I look forward to it. Thanks.